家人们，大家早安。
Good morning, family.
我们今天好高兴，我们的英文堂的家人、粤语堂的家人都在我们的当中。
Really glad that the English family, the Cantonese family has joined us.
而且我们也要大家，我们好不好一起挥手，跟我们在看视频的分堂、山谷分堂，还有这个中半岛分堂、南湾分堂，不是圣何西分堂，南湾分堂是下午我才会去，圣何西分堂，我们跟他们挥手。
So go ahead and greet the French churches.
我们分堂的家人，大家好。
Just go ahead and greet the French churches. Hi everyone, live streaming right now.
感谢主，这是一个大家庭的聚集。
Praise the Lord, this is a family gathering.
这也是一个新的季节，一个神要做很大的工作，很大的恩典，要释放在我们当中的季节。
Praise the Lord, this is also a new season in which He will release great grace. He's going to bring a new thing among us.
我想问一下，这一次有去LA 阿苏珊娜的请请举手一下。
If you've gone to LA Azusa now, could you raise your hand?
好，谢谢，谢谢，
thank you,
请放下。好，好，那这一次Azusa now的这个我们去了，我的一个感受，整个的那一天，四月九号那一天，是一个神国降临的展现。
I really have this revelation that the April the 9th, that entire day, it's a manifestation of the kingdom, that entire day.
那个有人在开车就是靠近已经快到会堂靠近会堂的外围的时候这个耳鸣就得医治。
So as they're driving, just getting close to the meeting place, the gathering place, the ringing in the ear got healed.
有人在这个还没开始聚会，还没开始祷告，已经两个人从轮椅上站起来了。
Even before the gathering starts, even before the prayer starts, there are already two people who got off from their wheelchairs healed.
那神在我们当中做许多很奇妙的工作。
God is doing amazing things even right now among us.
有很多很多的耳朵听不见的被开通了。
Many people whose ears are not hearing well, it got a breakthrough.
甚至有三位军人是在打仗的时候耳朵开始变成耳聋了，就在大家为他祷告的时候就得到医治，完全的医治。
Even at the day of the gathering there were three military personnel, their ears were not well, but under the prayer, under the anointing, they got healed completely.
这些为国家而这样子献身保护国家，可是却失去听力的，神那么乐意的临到他们来医治他们，我们非常的高兴。
So for those who are willing to lay down their lives to protect the country, to protect the nation, God is so, it's such a joy for God to come in and heal them. I'm just so thankful.
这个我们有人就是说在这个我们很多弟兄姊妹去那边的时候都是大概那前一天晚上大概都只睡三小时甚至不到三小时，因为下了班从这边开车到那边已经是半夜一点两点了，然后隔天一早就要开车去会场。
So many of the brothers and sisters who commute over to the gathering, they actually, the night before, they probably slept 3 hours or less because they went after work or after school. And so by the time they started the gathering, they really did not have a lot of sleep.
Yeah. 我们当中我们的得胜者牧区青年人，有一位青年人他说他这一次去，他当天就是四月八号晚上他睡不到三小时。
One of the overcomers, young adults from the overcomers said that on April the 8th, he or she slept only less than 3 hours.
然后这个 在前一天他也睡不到五小时。
And not only that, but the day before, this person slept less than 5 hours.
所以呢，那到达那边的时候，会场的时候，实在是应该是很累的。
So, practically, by the time this person arrived at the gathering place, that person should have been really tired.
结果 Stephen 就问说，哦，青年人可以离开看台，可以到下面去，哈，你们要下去的可以下去，这样。
And then Stephen invited that young adults, if you want to, young people, if you want to, you can, go down and on the floor to join everyone.
这位青年姊妹她说，哎呦，我有太多很合理的理由都叫我不要下去。
And the sister said, I have too many practical reasons that says no, I shouldn't be down there.
因为呢，这个一下去了呢，可能我就要一直站到晚上。
Because as soon as I go down to the floor, that probably meant I'm going to be standing until nighttime.
我一定会累惨了。
I'm going to crash.
而且我也可能跟我们的弟兄姊妹分散了，因为太多人了。
And I may be just lost in the crowd, and because there's too many people.
那这个，而且一直站在那边，可能连舞台都看不见。
Maybe where I'm standing, probably wouldn't even be able.See the stage.
但是呢，他就是里面有一个意念，就是决定要下去。
But she had a conviction on the inside that says, yes, I will go down to the floor.
结果呢，他下去以后，他就开始经历很多很奇妙的事。
And because she obeyed, she went to the floor space and she experienced so many amazing things.
她就觉得可能是因着她不体贴肉体，果然得着神极大的赏赐。
And she recognized that because she did not listen and love her flesh, she has grabbed the blessings of the Lord.
她说在聚会当中呢，她去上厕所。
During the middle of the meeting, she had to go to the restroom.
然后她就听到后面有人很大声的在那，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
So she heard, just right behind her, really loudly, Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
她说，她就很大声的跟她朋友说，我这一生从来没有看过这么多微笑。
And she told her friend, in my whole life, I've never seen so many smiles all at one setting.
她说今天是我看过最多微笑的一天。
This is the day that I've seen so many smiles in my entire lifetime.
那因为她听到后面的这个人这样说，她就开始注意旁边的人。
So actually, she didn't say that, but she heard the person behind her say that. So she began to look around at the people around her.
因为她本来一直在注意哪里有恐怖分子。
Because she was looking, where's the terrorists?
哪里会有恐怖分子的现象？
Are there any signs of the terrorists among us?
就听到后面那个说，哇，怎么这么多微笑？他就开始注意旁边的人，发现真的每个人都是充满了微笑，充满了喜乐。
But when she heard this voice exclaiming so many smiles, she began to really open her eyes and look around, and it's true, those around her, they're all smiling.
没有一个愁眉苦脸的脸，一个都没有。
Not even one that's wearing a face of mourning.
然后他说，虽然那个外面哦排队要买食物的人好长好多，但是一点都没有拥挤呀，不耐烦。
So even though the food, like the vendors for food, the line is so long, but she did not see people getting frustrated, irritated, or anything like that.
而且在那排队那么长要买食物的人都在那继续的祷告，要不然就是为别人祷告。
Not only that, but people in line, they're engaged with the Lord in prayer, and they also pray for those around them.
然后呢，哇，后来他就再回到会场。
When she returned to the conference ground inside.
然后就跟一些不认识的人一起的敬拜，一起的跳舞，一起的祷告。
And began to join with a family that she doesn't know, just worshiping, praying all together.
然后她就发现说， 哇，这原来就是天堂的景象。
And she realized this is a glimpse of what heaven is like.
她觉得好像是启示录第四章第五章神从各族各方各民各国把人召聚来一起在神的宝座前敬拜大声的敬拜那么兴奋喜乐的敬拜她觉得启示录第四第五章就活化活现在眼前。
She recognized that what she was seeing is Revelation 4 and 5 when all nations, people, tongues and languages gathered together just praising the Lord with everything that they have. And as she looked around, she realized that's what it was.
然后 她就发现说诶有人坐在地上然后大家就会跟她一起去坐在地上一起的跟她祷告或者一起为她祷告。
And she saw that there were some that were seated on the floor and she saw people just gathering around the person that was seated on the floor and they were pressing in together.
那然后呢那个他就看见有坐轮椅的呢大家这样一起去为他按手祷告就在他的眼前看见那个坐轮椅的就这样一个一个站起来。
And she saw those who are in wheelchairs that people just swarmed towards those ones and they began to lay hands and pray just right in front of her eyes. She saw people who were seated in the wheelchair getting up one by one by one.
他说大部分的时间呢他不止站起来站起来是开始行走坐在轮椅的就开始起来行走。
So she saw the person getting up, or people getting up from the wheelchair and began to walk.
然后他说几乎一整天大部分的时间就是大家忘我的在神的羔羊的宝座前所有受造之物在那敬拜歌唱跳舞祷告。
So the entire day, she just felt like everyone just forgot about themselves and they just come and stand before the Lord, gazing upon the Lamb, just worshiping, praying, releasing praises.
然后他就感觉到说哇原来我们是在一个邪恶进不到这里来的一个圣洁天堂的里面。
And she realized that she was in a realm, in a spiritual atmosphere where evil cannot break in. This is completely holy and set apart piece of heaven.
就是大家不分彼此，就是大家是一家人，兄弟姐妹，不分彼此的一起在敬拜我们的阿爸父，敬拜我们的这位耶稣，被杀的羔羊。
So there's no you or me or others and us, but everybody all together as brothers and sisters pressing in to worship the Lamb that was slain.
是邪恶进不到这里来的一个圣洁的天堂。
Where evil cannot crack in and press in, holy heaven.
哦，所以他心里面就跟神说：“神啊，如果天堂就是这样，我真希望你现在就赶快把我提到天堂去。”
And she responded, her heart cry was that if this is heaven, then Lord, come and take me up there right now.
但是隔一段时间以后，他又想说：“可是神啊，可是神啊。”当今天晚上我离开这里了以后，这样的情景就永远都不可能有的。
But she began to think and said, oh wait, God, after I leave this gathering, I will not be able to experience this ever again.
神啊，这个世界不可能有这样的地方啊。
On this earth, there isn't going to be another place like this.
他说这个世界已经到了乱七八糟的地步了。
This world is just so chaotic right now to such a degree.
神啊你还是赶快来吧。
So Lord, come quickly.
忽然间他就有一个很温柔的意念就进到他的里面。
All of a sudden, a very soft, very intimate thought began to saturate her.
他说这个世界是有可能像这样的。
And the voice said, this world, it is possible to be like this.
所以我才拣选了你们。
That's why I've chosen and called you guys.
在世界上做我的见证。
To be my witnesses in this world.
去传我的福音。
Share my gospel.
这个世界上每个人如果都像现在聚会中的人这样的 愿意来跟我同在，天堂就会在地上了。
If every single person in this world is willing to be like what you're seeing right here, to press in and hosting my presence, then the kingdom of God is indeed here.
哇，她就感动到不得了。
And she was so moved.
神给她极大的盼望。
God gave her a great, great hope.
世界是有可能这个样子的。
It's possible to see this happening here now.
如果基督徒愿意这样积极的去带人来认识神
If believers are willing to be so assertive to bring others to know God
如果这世界上带领更多人都这么渴慕来跟神同在
If all of us are willing to be so hungry to bring everyone to the Lord
不计一切大家要来跟神同在
Doesn't count the cost, but all of us, we just want to draw near to God.
天堂就会在地上。
Then heaven will be on earth.
然后他就想到了约翰福音十五章。
And she remembered John 15.
16, 17节。
16 to 17.
这里讲的，他说约翰福音十五章16、17节。
John 15, 16, 17.
不是你们拣选了我。是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，是你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
Amen.
Amen.
所以神就是说，如果我们能够彼此相爱，因为我们知道我们是蒙拣选的。
So God is saying right here, if we're willing to love one another because we know we're called.
然后我们因着我们的相爱，一直把这个香气散发出去。
And because we love one another, we're producing this fragrance just spreading all around.
让每一个人一看到怎么有这一群人在一起，是这样充满微笑，是这样充满喜乐，这么充满了和睦的。
So that the world can see how can there be a group of people who's so full of love, full of joy, full of peace.
世人就会涌进神的家。
Then the world will rush into the house of God.
大家都渴慕神的同在。
Everyone hungers God's presence.
天堂就是降临在我们当中。
Then heaven is among us.
所以这一位姊妹呢，她说她这一次去阿苏山，闹这个体育场，她说她最大的领受就是天堂的景象向她开启。
So the sister, the biggest revelation going to the Colosseum is just that she got to see a piece of heaven revealed to her.
而且她了解阿爸父的心意不是只是要我们将来可以到天上去。
And she got it that Papa God's heart is not just one day we will be in heaven.
神是要把天堂带到地上来。
But God desires heaven to be on earth.
他是要我们的祷告说，让神的旨意可以行在地上，如同行在天上。
That his cry released to us is let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，拣选我们成为他的儿女，是要我们一起来改变世界。
He chose us to be sons and daughters so that we get to impact and transform the world.
他让每一个人可以在地上过一个在地如在天的生活。
He caused us to be able to live on this earth as if it is in heaven.
他说他这个回来以后，他里面从 LA 回来以后，他里面一直有一个迫切，就是一直要他放下一切，更多的去寻求神的面，神的同在。
So one breakthrough she had in the revelation just that, coming back from LA, that she is to call to lay down everything, just press in more and more to seek his face, seek his presence.
而且她就感觉到神已经等她等很久了。
And she realized God has waited for her for a long time.
所以她就是渴望每一个周末可以花整个的周末都来跟神在一起。
So she desires to just spend her weekend to really pursue his presence.
她也渴望在这个四月底的时候可以去山上 来跟神在一起。
So she also desires at the end of April that she can go up to the prayer mountain and spend time with him.
我知道有好多人回来，他们就是你问他说你有什么得到，他说我就是很想祷告，很想祷告。
So, and this is true of many who got back from Azusa now, like, what is it that you receive? And then they say, wow, we really want to pray. We have that desire, hunger to pray.
这一次神在阿苏萨那所做的真的就像使徒行传这个的开始。
So what God has done at Azusa now is truly a reflection of the beginning of the book of Acts.
我们看一下使徒行传第一章。
Let's look at Acts book, chapter 1.
第一章第三节。
1:3.
他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活地显现给使徒看。40天之久向他们显现讲说神国的事。
好。那耶稣复活，他向他的所有的门徒显现，那他一直跟他们讲，一直跟他们教导什么事。
So after he resurrected, 什么事 ？Jesus resurrected. What has he been teaching?
神国的事。
Teaching his disciples things of God.
他一直要告诉他们说，你们活在这个地上是暂时的，但是最主要你们活在地上是要明白神国的事，是要祷告，愿你的国降临。
So Jesus has been teaching the disciples about the kingdom of God. Just the purpose of you being alive on this earth is to pray and press in so that the kingdom of God will come upon this earth.
耶稣在地上的时候就一直跟他们讲说，这世上的事将要过去。
Jesus told the disciples, the things of this earth will pass away.
但是神的国要大有能力，大有威荣的临到这个地上。
But God's kingdom will come upon this earth full of power, full of might.
你是神国的百姓。
You belong to the kingdom of God.
你需要认识神的国。
You got to know God's kingdom.
所以这一次阿苏萨那我就然后你会发现这个使徒行传第一章哈，接下去你就发现当第二章神的国大有能力临到他们以后呢，他们就开始每个人的里面的一个本质就改变了。
So you realize Acts chapter 2, when God's kingdom just pour out and advancing, you recognize each person got transformed from the inside.
他们的神的国临到他们身上以后，他们里面本来是很胆小的，是没有学问的百姓，很胆小的，忽然间就变得非常尊贵，非常勇敢。
So God's kingdom broke in so that those who were naturally timid and lack of education, all of a sudden they became so full of honor, so bold and courageous.
当官长禁止他们奉耶稣的名讲道的时候，他们说听从人而不听从神，这是合理不合理，你自己审断吧。
When the local authorities forbid them to preach in the name of Jesus, then they responded, you tell me if it makes sense or not, should I listen to God or listen to man?
他说我们所看见所听见的我们不能不说。
The response is, what we saw and what we heard, we cannot but help ourselves preach it.
当神的百姓苏醒过来开始意识到神的国在我的身上，在我们当中。
When God's people got awakened and began to realize God's kingdom is among us,
你就不怕外面的威吓、逼迫、恐吓。
Then you're not afraid of the pressures and the threatenings from the outside, from the environment.
这也是你可以看见所有没有宗教自由的国家，所有的逼迫都没有办法使基督徒完全的消灭。
And you have already witnessed this in countries and nations that do not have religious freedom. The amount of persecution and oppression is unable to put out the fire of the believers.
而且越逼迫厉害的地方呢，反而福音越兴旺，基督徒越多。
Not only that, but greater the oppression, the gospel spreads out even with more fire.
现在伊朗的基督徒的比例增加是最快的一个国家。
Right now, Iraq, the percentage of believers are increasing is the greatest. Iran.
Yeah. 那你就会发现神的国是当神的百姓苏醒过来的时候，神的国就大有能力、大有威严的一直在运作。
You'll discover this truth that when God's people gets awakened, then God's kingdom is able to press forward full of might and authority and power.
可是仇敌他就用世界的迷雾、迷惑，一直使神的百姓昏昏欲睡。
But the enemy uses the things of the world to confuse and to cause God's people to be dull.
所以神的百姓常常是注意的是世界上的事，可是却没有去注视神的国度。
So often God's people end up gazing upon the things of the earth instead of on God's kingdom.
以至于神国就没有办法大有能力的临到。
So this hinders from God's kingdom from breaking in full of power.
因为神的国在哪里？
Because where is God's kingdom?
啊，神的国在我们里面，也在我们中间。
God's kingdom is in us and among us.
但是很多人不知道神的国在他里面。
A lot of people don't know where is God's kingdom.
他不知道天国的王住在我的里面。
They have no idea the King of Heaven lives within me.
他不知道我自己的尊贵、荣耀、我的重要性。
They have no idea the significance and the importance of what that means.
因为他一直在听仇敌的谎言。
Because they kept on listening to the lies of the enemy.
你是失败者。
You're a failure.
你这一生没盼望了。
No hope in this world.
人家都不喜欢你。
People don't like you.
你是没有用的人。
You just cannot accomplish anything.
你什么事都做不好。
You just foul up everything.
常常在听这个仇敌的谎言。
Often just receiving the lies of the enemy.
可是却没有听神在说什么。
But ignored what God is telling you.
所以这时候，所以为什么要大家成根，要大家也一起来教会成根？
And that's why there's an invitation for everyone to come to church and just morning prayer all together.
让神的话明亮在我们的里面。
So that the word of God lights up within us.
神的话就是神自己。
God's word is God himself.
而国度就在神里面。
And kingdom is within God.
所以当我们读神的话，神的话明亮活化在我们的整个人的心思、情感、意念里面的时候，
When we read God's word, God's word becomes just lights up in all of our body, soul, and spirit.
所以我就向神的国整个苏醒过来了。
So I become awakened towards the kingdom of God.
我的行事、我的说话、我的价值观就整个不一样了。
What I do, what I say, my mindset will be completely transformed.
我不是世界的奴仆。
I'm no longer a slave to this world.
我是神的儿子。
I'm a child of God.
我不是被世界影响的人。
I'm not influenced by this world.
我是要来改变世界的人。
I am going to transform and impact it.
你是不是要改变世界的人？
Are you going to impact the world?
神说我拣选你们就是要你们改变世界。
God said this is my creative purpose for you.
你告诉你旁边说我是能改变世界的。
Tell somebody next to you, I'm going to transform and impact this world.
因为神的国在我的里面。
Because God's kingdom is within me.
而这一次的阿苏沙闹之所以会 这么荣耀的神国降临是为什么你知道吗？
Do you know why God's kingdom broke in gloriously at Azusa now?
因为是神的爱。
Because of God's love.
因为神爱我们美国。
Because God loves America.
因为神怜悯我们美国。
Because God has mercy over America.
美国已经来到一个地步，没有神大有能力的领导是没办法改变的。
America has come to such a degree, unless God break in, there's no hope.
而神怎么改变？
How does God transform?
神先分别的感动一群的领袖。
God first prompted leaders set apart.
大教会的领袖。
Leaders of mega churches.
大事工的领袖
leaders of mega ministries
都一起分别的撇下一切付一切的代价一起来大家要聚在一起
they let go of their responsibilities and they let all that go in order to gather and be united as one
不是要来讲道
not here to preach
只是因为神说我喜欢你们聚在一起
Only thing was, God said, I like all of you guys to be united as one.
我的心意就是在阿苏萨大复兴110年之后我还要赐下复兴。
My heart is that 110 years after Azusa, the revival, I will still release it, another revival.
这些领袖们大家就相信顺服然后一起来聚在一起。
These leaders, they began to, they believe and they obeyed and they gathered together.
这在美国几乎前所未有的。
This has never happened in America before, did you know that?
美国是一个泱泱大国。
America is a very strong nation.
美国的教会很多是大教会，事工是大事工。
America has a lot of mega churches, mega ministries.
这些都使人非常的忙碌。
So it causes such busyness to be able to carry all that.
而且我们美国那么多年来我们已经养成了非常的独立跟骄傲。
And many years that America has cultivated a spirit of independence and pride.
但是这些 leader 们大家都同样一个感动，就是神啊，你必须来拯救我们美国。
But these leaders all have the same receiving. They say, God, you have to come and save America.
你必须来改变我们美国。
You need to come and transform America.
不要让我们继续的恶性循环下去。
Do not allow us to go down this path.
我们就一起聚在一起。
So we gather together as one.
那一天我在台上，我真的看到哇，好多的非常有名的大讲员，大家都这么彼此相爱。
That day I was on stage and I got to see a lot of well-known speakers, well-known ministers, and they love one another so much.
你知道 ，Mike Bickle 是不往外跑的。
You know Mike Bickle, he doesn't go away from his home base.
他只一直守在他那个 IHOP 的地方。
Do you know that he stands ground in IHOP?
他一年来一次是我们这里。
We're the only exception once a year.
他说几乎大部分他都不去那别地方。
He doesn't go anywhere else.
但那一天他来了。
But that day he was there.
然后他只是做了一个祷告。
He just released a prayer.
然后后来我就问他，我说麦克，你会在这待到什么时候
？So I just walked over and said, "Hey, Mike, how long are you gonna stay?"
他说，哦，我会一整天都在这里祷告。
Me whole day, I'm gonna be praying.
哇，我看到 Bill Johnson 也一整天在那里。
I saw Bill Johnson whole day.
Ellen Hood 一整天在那里。
Ellen Hood whole day.
Cindy Jacobs 一整天在那里。
Cindy Jacobs whole day.
哇，我看到我们的 Lou Engle 更是充满了能力一整天在那里。
And Lou Engle full of power whole day.
我看到 Linda Prince 也来了。
I saw Linda Prince was present.
大家都非常彼此相爱。
Everyone demonstrated loving one another.
我看到麦比克这样抱着这个男牧师，那个男牧师就这样一直亲啊亲啊这样。
I saw Mike Bickle went to hug these pastors and the guy pastor, male pastor, and they just kiss, 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 friendly kisses.
哦，然后大家都笑得好开心。
Agree, yeah, everybody's just laughing, smiling, so joyful.
啊，其他时间都一直在祷告。一直在祷告。
The other time, standing before the Lord, pray, pray, pray.
好美的天堂景象。
Beautiful glimpse of heaven.
啊，所以这个天国的降临是从因着神的旨意、神的爱，然后在他锁定的时候，他赐下来。
So kingdom comes because of God's love, God's purpose at His appointed time, broken.
但是是一群的领袖明白神的心意，真的在基督的爱里这样子的深深的合一。
But it's also because a group of leaders, they capture God's heart and they unite with one another, become one.
然后这个复兴的恩膏就这样流下来，流到全场。
So this revival anointing just began to flow, flow, flow over the entire gathering.
所以当大家当那个诗歌在唱说国度属于你。
So when the worship song says the kingdom is yours.
忽然间那个 Cindy Jacobs 说他就看到天上那个黑暗的国度正一直的被粉碎。
And Cindy Jacobs at that phrase saw in the heavenly realm that the kingdom of darkness is broken apart, broken apart.
然后黑暗的权势以及许多的这个不对的一些主义，一些心思意念还有一些主义就一直被粉碎。
She also saw that the dominion of darkness and the wrong mindset and principalities were being crushed.
当神的儿子们聚在一起，同心的宣告：“阿爸父，国度属于你，权柄属于你，能力属于你，荣耀属于你。”
When God's sons is able to gather as one, just declare, kingdom, power, authority, dominion, all belong to you.
神被他的百姓认知到了，欢迎了。
When God's people welcome and just affirm and welcome God,
他就临到这里。
Then God's presence just comes.
他就粉碎黑暗的权势。
Crush the dominion of darkness.
所以很多人的病就得医治。
So a lot of people's illnesses got healed.
有我们当中有人是2014年底滑雪摔跤，那个手腕哈，是那个粉碎性的骨折。
So 2014, someone, a family among us went skiing and fell and broke the wrist and there's fractures.
然后他医生本来要给他手术，但是呢没有床位，所以就说等有床位再给你手术。
There was going to be an operation on the wrist, but there wasn't space for the appointment, so this person was to wait.
但是就先给他接骨。
But temporarily fix the wrist.
但是那个接骨之后的副作用后遗症太大。
But that operation or that temporary solution has a lot of repercussions in the future.
他就那个持续性的疼痛。
So sustained pain.
那他即将要去当兵。
This person really wanted to join the military.
他需要做伏地挺身啊。
Needed to do push-ups.
那个女生至少要做17下。
Girls need to pass 17 push-ups.
但是他说他最多只能做两下，就痛得不得了。
The most that she could do is 2, and then the pain is unbearable.
可是当大家来为他祷告的时候，
when everyone gathered to pray for her wrist,
他说他更痛。
And it's actually got more painful.
但 但是他就是有一个意念知道哦，这个更痛是正在手术。
So she recognized that this pain, increased pain is because surgery is happening in her wrist right now.
哪有手术不痛的呢？
And she thought, well, surgery will be painful.
所以当她离开那个地方的时候，她的手腕完全好。
She got completely healed.
她回到这里来以后，
After she came back here,
她说她现在很轻易的20下伏地挺身非常轻松。
20 push-ups, no problem.
我们三股分堂还有一个弟兄也是运动受伤那个手折痛了一个月。
At the branch church, another brother who got hurt, just playing sports hurt his wrist.
痛了一个月正准备要跟医生约了要看医生。
Being in pain for a month, getting ready for, to see the doctor.
他就在4月9号苏珊娜他看视频的时候。
Just when he was streaming, April the 9th.
他就得医治。
Got healed.
神的国降临
God's kingdom come
世界各地在看视频的人那些渴望来却不能来
All around the world those who are streaming
那些也为着这个 Azusa Now 在那里取劳祷告的人
They labored and paid the price for Azusa Now
那些神的国度的荣耀都一样临到他们的身上
God's kingdom glory, same thing fall upon them also.
所以有一些别的国家的看到了就说我们国家也要。
So from other nations, they saw this gathering, they're just crying out, we need this for our own nation also.
在4月9号那一天有一个苏醒的灵风临到吹到整个那个体育场。
April 9th, there was a wind of awakening that blew all across the gathering.
所有来参加的人都是整个苏醒。
Those who were in the gathering awakened.
包括小孩子，有，我们有分堂的夫妇，带四个孩子，从八岁到14岁，四个，他们家生四个孩子都一起带去。
Including the branch church, there's a family that brought four kids from 8-year-old to 12-year-old.
一整天15个小时都坐在那。
Whole day, 15 hours present.
聚完会还跟爸爸妈妈讲说谢谢爸爸妈妈带我们来。
After the gathering, they say sweetly, thank you mommy and daddy for taking us.
我们也有我们的姊妹她说她也是带她的儿子跟女儿一整天15个小时在那里。
Other sister brought their children whole day 15 hours present.
她的女儿跟儿子居然到最后面的时候还女儿抱着这个姐姐抱着弟弟两个这样一起的敬拜神。
At the end, this sister just took hold of her younger brother and both of them, they just embraced and worshiped the Lord together.
我们有14岁的青少年去参加说回来就跟他爸爸妈妈讲说我要继续去参加七月的那个在 DC 的这个 gathering.
There's a 14-year-old said to his parent, I want to go, mom. I want to go to the DC gathering in July.
亲爱的家人
Family.
当人一进入到神国的领域人整个就被苏醒过来
Family, when we enter into the realm of God we have an awakening inside of us
人的心活过来
that the heart became alive
这个有一个才信主四个月 的弟兄
There's a brother who only came to know the Lord 4 months
他刚信主就来我们青年学校。
New believer and came to the young adult training school.
他就很遇见神。
Encounter the Lord.
这一次又去 Azusa Now.
Went to Azusa Now.
然后他说他以前哦，就是几乎每一个球赛他都去看那个足球赛。
So he was really into football games, so almost every single game he would just be present to enjoy.
他穿例如 A 队跟 B 队打他穿 A 队的制服为 A 队加油。
He would just wear the colors of his team to be present, just cheer them on.
他们就会对 B 队喊叫喊骂。
And we'll just like call down names at the opposing team.
这样说，佛罗里达州的，滚回去，滚回去。
Go home, Florida.
他们就是会叫骂。
They would just, you know, shout down each other.
他说这一次来，大家没有对打的景象。
Now he came to the Coliseum. Nobody shout down one another.
在这个足球场。没有对打的景象，大家就是来一起在宝座前敬拜这一位神。
In the sports arena, there's no shouting down, name calling, but everybody pressing in to worship this God.
一整天15个小时。
Whole day, 15 hours.
他说他比以前参加足球赛都更兴奋，喊叫得更大声。
That's compared to a football game, he's just so engaged, he shout even louder.
不是叫骂，而是喊叫荣耀的王，你太美，你太好了。
Not name calling, but calling the name of God, saying, God, you are so wonderful.
所以，这个整个的整个的会场，实在是笼罩着神的同在、喜乐、平安、能力、荣耀。
So the entire Colosseum is saturated God's presence, God's glory, God's power, God's authority.
然后大家整个人好像里面就是被改变。
You just know that you're transformed on the inside.
我们有一位姊妹，她说她回来，她就说，我以为我在外面排队的时候就会被圣灵击倒。
A sister said, I thought that when I was lining up to go inside, I'm going to be like struck down by the Holy Spirit.
结果没有被击倒。
But I didn't get struck down by the Holy Spirit.
结果呢，我进到会场里面一整天15个小时，我还睡了两场大觉。
So 15 hours in the Colosseum, while I even took two long naps in between.
不过哦，我回来以后哦，隔天一醒来哦，我就发现那个股票输了好多钱哦，那种撕裂心肠的疼痛都不见了。
But I realized the next day when I got home, I woke up, I found out that my stock fell so much, and usually it will break my heart, tear up my innards, but it wasn't there.
股票亏那么多钱，好像都摸不到我的心了。
I lost so much money through the stock crash, but didn't touch me.
连睡觉的神的国也临到她的身上。
Even while she was sleeping, God's kingdom come upon her.
神的国，有时候神做每一次做不一样的。
God's kingdom, He does things differently each time.
使徒行传第二章我们看见的是神的国，哦，火焰如舌头一样落在每一个人的头上。
So Acts 2, we saw God's kingdom came and tongues of fire was upon every head.
哦，大家被圣灵充满就说出方言来。
Everybody got filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues.
但是我们这一次去的有很多都是已经被圣灵充满的。
Do you know that a lot of us who went to the gathering, a lot of us are already spirit-filled.
所以神做另外一种工作，他要让人明白。
So God is doing another work. He wants people to know.
神的国在你们的里面，也在你们的中间。
God's kingdom is within you and among you.
这位姊妹，她虽然睡了两场觉，因为她累，但是神的国在她里面做那么真实的改变，因为她还是渴慕，她还是来了。
So this sister, even though because of tiredness, she took two long naps in between, but because she was hungry, she still came, and God's kingdom just worked a transformation within her.
你说这种撕裂心肠的疼痛，谁能改变你啊？
So if you're so, you know that you're gonna bend over, double over with pain because of what happened. I mean, who can change that?
你对于股票的这种输，这种会抓心，就忽然间都不见了，已经不再在乎了。这是不是一个很大的生命的改变
？So the soul tie that you have with the movement of the stocks, You know, you're no longer being held by it. Don't you think that's an amazing transformation?
这就是使徒行传里面所写的，当神的国临到他们身上以后，他们有一个神圣的改变，以前都增进比较、哦、嫉妒、哦、然后一副很老粗的那种说话，整个人改变，变得很尊贵。
So God's kingdom, this is exactly what it was describing the book of Acts, how God's kingdom came, impacted the disciples before they will be bickering, they will not be united just the way they talk to one another. And afterwards, after God's kingdom came, there was a culture of honor that is being hosted.
胆小害怕会逃跑的，兵丁一来就逃跑的，变成在官府面前都可以跟官府说，这个不合理，你自己想想吧，这绝对不合理，我不能听你而不听神的话的。
The ones who got so afraid, who ran away when authorities came afterwards, is able to stand before the government and said, you tell me if it makes sense or not, should I listen to you or listen to God?
神的国就一直扩展开来。
God's kingdom kept on expanding.
所以阿苏三闹的这神所做的是在人的里面一个很奇妙的改变。
So Azusa now, what God has done inside each one is an amazing transformation.
我们有一位同工，他去了，然后他都在为别人祷告，然后照顾羊群哈。
So there's a co-worker that went, but this person was praying for others and taking care of the sheep.
他回来隔天他就问神说，阿巴父，我这一次阿苏三闹，我有什么改变？
So when this person came home and began to ask the Lord, Papa, what kind of transformation did you release into me?
那神就跟他讲说，你得着了神儿子的心。
And the Lord told this person, you have received the heart of sonship.
因为他就好高兴哦。
And this person was so glad.
因为我知道这个同工他是个好学生啊。
Because I know this coworker is a very, very good student.
他以前几乎每一个聚会，他很在乎他得着什么。
And this person is always cares so much about each gathering if I received or not received.
因为他是很好的学生。
Because this person is a really good student.
所以他在乎他花的时间，他得着什么。
That's why this person care about whatever I cultivated and want to reap.
但是这一次神在他身上的改变就是他说他发现因为这是父喜悦的，父喜欢我去我就去。
Well, this person has purpose that because Papa God delights in me going, therefore I go.
那父喜欢我照顾群羊，为别人祷告，我就去照顾群羊，为别人祷告。
So it pleases the Lord that I will take care of my sheep, that I will pray for my sheep, therefore I will do it.
我不再是一直只为我自己，主啊，我要这个，我要那个的，不再是这样子的祷告。
I no longer focus on I want this, I want that, Lord.
所以他问阿巴父说，父啊，我得着什么？你觉得我得着什么？
So when this person began to ask Papa God, what have I received?
那阿巴父说，你得着神儿子的心。
So Papa God said, you receive the heart of sonship.
你看这是不是更宝贵的？
Is it more precious?
亲爱的家人，神借着阿苏三闹一直要改变我们的心思意念，让我们注意里面的更重更注意外面的。
So you know, through Azusa now, God has done transformative work because he desires us to pay attention to what's going on the inside more than our environment and circumstances.
那有一位姊妹她说他这个要去阿苏三闹之前的那个小家聚会当中，神就让他发现他里面有一种苦涩。
So there's one sister before she gone on to Azusa now in the home group, God revealed to her that there's bitterness inside of her.
那 他知道这个苦涩是因为他对另外的一个姊妹有四五年了，他知道他要饶恕，可是他就是没力量完全饶恕。
And she knew the reason why for this bitterness within her because, she needed to forgive this other sister, but for 4 to 5 years she just didn't have the strength to forgive her.
她也愿意饶恕，可是这个里面就是没力量完全的饶恕。
Now this sister is willing to forgive, but just inside of her there's just lack strength to step out and walk in it.
他看到对方他也会这样笑一笑点点头，可是他知道他里面就是有一个没办法完全饶恕的一种苦涩。
Well, when she sees this sister, she's willing to say hi, but she just knows that on the inside of her there is that flavor of bitterness she just couldn't let go.
所以他就跟神说，神啊，你要帮助我能够从里面完全的饶恕，脱离这个苦涩。
So she called out to the Lord, Lord, you gotta help me so that I can completely be set free from this bitterness.
那结果呢，他说当台上那个原住民原谅这个我们美国的白人杀害他们的祖先的这个罪，他们愿意完全的饶恕。
So at the moment when there was reconciliation between the First Nations people and the Caucasians, that they're willing to embrace one another, completely forgiving one another,
然后他们释放那个饶恕的恩膏，
and they begin to release that anointing for forgiveness.
要会众都起来践踏那个黑暗的权势不饶恕人的灵。
So inviting all of the congregation step up and just stamp upon that spirit of unforgiveness in the dominion of darkness.
台上就打鼓，
and there began to be the circle drums beating.
他说他就站起来。
And the sister rose up.
他就跟着说，主啊，我要把这个不饶恕人的灵践踏，这个黑暗的权势践踏，这个苦涩的灵，这个践踏，我要践踏在脚底下，我不要踏在我的身上。
And she began to stamp and says, I will stomp upon the darkness. I will stomp upon the unforgiveness. I do not want this dominion over me.
他说，他真的感受到圣灵的同在，好甜蜜。
And she really sensed the sweetness of Holy Spirit's presence.
她开始感受到甜蜜。
She began to sense sweetness.
她说她回来以后，有一天刚好看到一篇文章。
After she came back, and one day she was reading an article.
就是那一个姊妹的见证。
And it was actually that article is the other sister's testimony.
她说她看了以后。他就觉得他在欣赏这个姊妹。
When she was reading it, she found out that she was just admiring the sister.
他说他里面充满的是甜蜜。
And that she realized that there's sweetness inside of her.
是圣灵同在的甜蜜。
It's a Holy Spirit present sweetness.
哇，他就眼光改变了。
And her mindset and her perception completely transformed.
他就发现说，哇，这个姊妹真的有一个渴慕神的一个执着。
She just realized this sister has such a hunger for the Lord.
很坚定的要神服侍神。
That this sister has that absolute purpose towards God to want him, to serve him.
他就发现这个姊妹身上有的一些东西是我所没有的。
And she realized what's in this sister is something that I don't have.
她就很欣赏这个姊妹。
And she began to admire the sister.
她还把这个见证然后再发给别人。
And she began to send out the sister's testimony to others.
她感谢神在这一次阿苏珊娜做了她自己没办法做的工作。
And she's so thankful that the Lord had done something inside of her that she herself couldn't.
神国临到我们的身上就是这样。
That's what happens when God's kingdom come.
国度权柄能力临到我们的身上转化我们这个人
Kingdom, power, authority, dominion come upon us and transform us
转化那些愿意却做不到的人身上
Transform us to who are willing but unable to step out
所以亲爱的家人这个阿苏沙闹的这个恩膏我们带回到这个地方来
So, dear family, the same anointing of Azusa now, we brought it back here.
我们一定要继续的持守。
We need to host this anointing.
我们回来以后，我们这个礼拜一，我们全时间同工就在一，我们的核心领袖又一起的祷告。
So after coming back from Azusa, our core, pastoral leadership got together and pray.
然后，我们就是问主，这个阿苏沙闹之后，神啊，你要怎么样做在教会？你要我们做什么？
We sought his face after Azusa now, what is it that you desire us to do here?
神就给我们一个意象，就是说，我们这次每个人去参加的就像一个火种。
So the Lord showed us a vision that every single one of us who went to Azusa now, we become an ember.
你成为一个火种回来。
You become an ember, a fire starter, and you're here now.
但是呢，那个意象里面，神显示有一些水淋下来。
In that vision, God showed that there's actually some water that is sprinkled upon the fire starter.
当那个火种被水淋到了，它要再点起火会比较不容易，要比较困难一点才能够点起来。
So in this vision, those embers, those fire starters that had water sprinkled on them, it's harder. It will take more work for it to restart the fire again.
那个就是仇敌的谎言。
That's the lies of the enemy.
让人从外面去看。
Because this person is looking at everything from the circumstances.
好像并没有预期的，哇，这个什么看到火啦，哦，救火车都来啊，好像没有看到这样。
So because there was a disappointment that, oh, I didn't see on the outside fire come like before and fire trucks rushing to the arena.
但是神却是在人的里面，无论去参加的或者看视频在那祷告的，神都在他的里面开始一直点燃起那个渴慕神、爱神、渴慕要跟他祷告、渴慕神的国降临的那个火在里面。
But actually, what the Lord had done is set a fire on the inside that there's a hunger for prayer, hunger to step out and pray for others.
那这些火呢，一定要这些火种一定要常常聚在一起。
So the embers or the fire starters need to come together, unite often.
越多聚在一起，那个火就会很大的烧起来。
The more the embers gather together, the greater the blaze.
所以我们有一个小家，他们回来就对那个对那些对三位没有去参加的姊妹释放这个火。
So there's one home group, they come together, and there are three sisters that didn't go, they surround the sister and begin to release the fire.
结果那三位姊妹热到那个外套都热到额头都冒汗，那个外套就一直脱掉了。
So these three sisters being prayed for, they became so hot, so burning hot, they had to take off the jacket, and they were pouring sweat.
所以我们所有你就说仇敌要我们看外貌，但是圣经上讲，我们不再从外貌去认基督了。
So the enemy wants to capture our eyes to look at it from the outside, what happened. But the Bible says that we don't need to look at the outside, but on the inside, we will know him.
国度在耶稣基督的里面，在神儿子的里面。
Kingdom is in Jesus, is in the sons of God.
但是当耶稣来到地上的时候，有少数的人认出来，有很多人认不出来。
When Jesus was walking on the earth, just a handful recognized that, but most did not recognize it.
使徒行传第二章，当圣灵大大浇灌，教会开始产生，有很多人向着神的国度苏醒过来，但另外有一些人继续过他的生活，有很多犹太人继续过他的生活。
In Acts chapter 2, when God's kingdom came, many people gather and they look at the ways of God and they recognized it. But there's also another group, Jews, they look at it and they just kept on living things as usual.
然后另外还有一批人是被仇敌所使用，一直要来扑灭这些火。
And there's not only these two groups, but the third group has been used by the enemy who rose up to persecute, wanting to put out that fire.
所以我们所有的家人一定要明白，神的国借着这个阿苏萨闹是一个开始大有能力的要临到美国，临到全地。
So family, we have to acknowledge this and know this, that Azusa now is a beginning, that God's wave is coming to America.
我们在这个去年的10月25号那一天，我们在德国。
Last year,
德国有这个回家的 Global Gathering。
Last year, October 25th, we were gathering in the global gathering homecoming in Germany.
25号那一天早上，戴敏恩牧师说，他醒来的时候，神就跟他说。
That morning, David Damien, on the 25th, he woke up and God spoke to him in that moment.
他说1945年10月24号是联合国开始成立的日子。
1945, October 24th is the day when the United Nations, was formed.
神说，我给了联合国70年的时间。
God told David Damien, I give the United Nations 70 years.
让他们70年人的力量，人的聪明，人的智慧的结合所建造，他们想要改变这个世界。
I released them 70 years based on human strategy, human plan, human wisdom, and let them try to transform the world.
但是70年来我们看见这整个世界是变得怎么样，更美好吗？
So we can see within the 70 years, is the world becoming more beautiful?
我们看见这整个世界是更多的战争，是更多的一直在走下坡，在各方面。
So we see instead, we recognize there's more wars, that the nations are even degrading further and further.
然后神就说，神说现在轮到我了。
God says, now it's my turn.
我要让我的儿女们在灵里的合一。
I'm going to cause my children to be united together as one.
借着我的儿女们的灵里的合一，我将要让世人，让全世界看见我会做何等大的工作。
Through uniting my children all together in one, I'm going to cause and display to the world the great and mighty works I'm about to break in.
他在10月25号那一天，神跟他讲这个话。
That's what God spoke to him, October 25th.
我觉得这一次2016年4月9号阿苏萨闹就是一个神的众子们邻里的合一。
I really believe that April 9th, Azusa now, it's one of the hallmarks where the sons, the children of God, got together in sonship, united as one.
神就可以做这么大的工作。
Then God is able to do mighty works.
而这只是一个开始。
But this is just the beginning.
还有弟兄，他是几十年没有办法饶恕他的父亲。
There is a brother for more than 10 years, he's just unable to forgive his father.
他也是愿意饶恕。
He's so willing to forgive.
但是他说，我父亲伤我太深了。
But he said that my father hurt me and wounded me so deeply.
我很需要得医治。
I need to receive healing.
这件事情伤我太深了。
These things wounded me so deeply.
就在这一次阿苏萨闹神释放了他。
Azusa now, God released him.
他阿巴父说，你就把这个账算在我的身上。
Papa told him, you account these things on me. I will take that account.
他大哭。
And he began to weep. He began to weep.
他真的释放。
Completely released.
这件事从他的里面释放。
It completely got released from within him.
所以亲爱的家人，神，当神的众子邻里的合一的时候，神的国大有能力的临到，会做远超过我们能够想象的事。
So, dear family, when God's children, God's sons, be united as one in God's kingdom, there's going to be mighty works being done among us.
我们非常重要的，要让这个火能够越烧越旺，就是借着我们的合一。
We really desire this fire will burn, blaze even greater, but the key is unity.
今天早上，我们的代导者，他走到我们教会外面门口的时候，就忽然间看见一匹白马，然后有翅膀的白马。
So our intercessors was interceding in the morning, and as they walk outside, they saw a white horse, a winged white horse.
然后那个白马呢，它两个前蹄就可以拥抱我们整个教会，可以把我们整个教会提到天上的家。
And this white horse, just with the two front hooves, two front legs, is able to embrace our entire church and lift it up before heaven.
那提到天上的家乡，然后呢，又要让我们看见天国的各样景象。
So lifting up our church up into heaven, able to see all sorts of happenings in the heavenly realm.
然后又再下来。
And then brought us down on earth again.
然后又再上去。
And then lifted us up in heaven again.
又再下来。
Down again.
好多次。
So many times.
神的意思就是说，他要我们进入一个神国度的辽阔之地。
God desires us to enter into the perspective and the wideness of God's kingdom.
这在以赛亚书那里说的，你的眼必见王的荣美，必见辽阔之地。
Isaiah spoke on this, that with your eyes, you will see the beauty of God. You will see the expanse.
神的国降临，就是神荣耀的同在。大大的掌权的地方。
When God's kingdom come, what does that mean? It means his glory gets to rule and reign and manifested greatly, unhindered.
人完全的降服于神。
People completely submitted to him.
人的理性、人的聪明、人的意愿都完全的降服于神。
Everyone's will, everyone's strategy and plans completely submitted unto the Lord.
神啊，愿你的国降临。
God, may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
愿众人都尊你的名为圣。
May all honor your name as holy.
这就是阿苏珊娜之后神要坐在全美国及全地的。
This is what the Lord is intending to do and its purpose to do in America and all over the earth.
但是是坐在那一些向着神的神自己、神的同在、神手中的工作苏醒过来的人身上。
But this work will only be done unto those who is awakened towards God, who is gazing upon Him.
所以我觉得，第一，我们全教会要更加的合一。
So first thing first, we as a church family, we got to press in for unity.
如果你跟谁有嫌隙，像那一位姊妹四五年没办法饶恕，以至于里面那种苦涩，她得着释放，变着整个人的甜蜜。
So if there's anybody that you're unable to forgive, you know that there is bitterness, just like that sister. She got completely released, and so instead of bitterness, got filled with sweetness.
如果你对任何人有这样子的苦毒没办法饶恕，你要呼求神，神，我真的愿意饶恕你，帮助我把这个拿掉。神很大的恩典要临到你的身上。
So if this is you, then begin to cry out to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. Would you release your grace? I want to be released from this, and His grace will come.
那另外呢，我觉得我们回来呢，我们回来以后，就是我们很需要去这个点火。
It's really, really important. Another key just after we got back is to go and light the fire.
让这个更多人都着起火来。
So that more people are burning.
你看神的国降临，连这么小的小孩到很年长的，还有信主很多年的，还有慕道友，他们有些分堂带好几个慕道友去，都一整天15小时在那都不觉得累。
So even the youngest to the oldest to the ones who are just new believers and all of them, all sorts of people, they're able to be there before the Lord 15 hours and not be tired, not be consumed by tiredness.
我那一天也是前一天晚上12点多睡睡到3点多就醒来了，我一整天15个小时那我居然都不累。
So for me, I went to sleep the day before Azusa at 12 o'clock and I woke up at 3 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep and I was there for 15 hours and I was not consumed by tiredness.
那所以你活在神的国里是不是太好了？
Isn't it wonderful to live in the kingdom of God?
每个人的各方面都被提升。
We had a promotion, every single one of us.
我虽软弱他刚强。
Though I'm weak, but he is strong.
在我里面的耶稣基督比这世界上都更大。
He who is inside of me, Jesus Christ, is greater than any in the world.
那所以我们回来我们要继续的，你记得你已经不一样了，你要开始去点火。
So you gotta remember, now that we're back, you're transformed, you're no longer the same. Step out and light the fire in others.
还有要多多的带人来认识神。
And also pressing in to bring others into the knowledge of God.
我们前几天我们几个同工在一起祷告的时候。
A few days ago when several co-workers.
前天啊礼拜我们一起祷告的时候。
Friday when we're gathering to pray together, the core co-workers.
我里面就是很迫切，我说主啊，阿苏珊闹就是闹就是闹。永远都不能过去。
I cried out to God with desperation. Azusa now is now. It cannot pass us. It's now.
就是现在，神的国就现在要临到我们。
Now is the kingdom. The kingdom comes now.
然后我就在这样祷告的时候，我就觉得我好像进入另外一个领域。
When I was pressing in this way, I felt like as if I entered into another realm.
是一个神国度的一个领域。
It's a kingdom realm.
亲爱的家人，你羡不羡慕
？Dear family, do you desire?
你羡不羡慕啊？苏珊娜，所有发生的事继续发生在我们当中。
Do you desire that whatever happened at Azusa now continue happening now here?
你羡不羡慕
？Do you desire this?
我都听得不够大声。
Too
louder. 你羡不羡慕
？Do you desire this?
我告诉你这是很重要，我问你是很重要，因为神都是照着你的意愿的程度多少，他 release 多少。
So this is really important for you to respond what I'm asking, because God will only do as you're willing to do.
你渴不渴慕天国大大的降临？
Do you desire God, kingdom of God
降临在你的家中？
Break in your family?
降临在你的公司？
Break in the marketplace?
降临在小家？
Break in your home
group? 在教会？
In church?
在学校？
In school?
这个很需要，我刚刚讲的是，我们要开始，第一个我不再听仇敌的谎言。
Very key principles pending. One, I will reject the lies of the enemy.
我知道复兴已经来临了。
I know and recognize revival is here.
我要进入这个复兴的领域。
I'm going to enter into the realm of revival.
这个白马已经来拥抱我们的教会了。
This white horse in the vision is already embracing our church.
他要把我们带入一个天国的领域里面。
He desires to bring us into the realm of heaven.
所以任何的聚会，你不要再活在你过去的理性的分析里面。
So in any gathering, any meeting, do not live under your analytical understanding.
你不要再活在你过去的时间限制里面。
Don't live in the path of when and how long the meeting should be.
你是自由的。
You are free.
你有事要离开都可以离开。
If you need to step out, it's okay.
但你不要无奈地坐在那一直看表好像很不高兴。
But don't sit there with a stinky face, keep on looking at your watch.
因为神知道。
Because God knows.
这个时候国度没有办法临到你的身上。
God knows that this time kingdom is unable to break into
you. 所以你要走就走没关系。
So you want to step out, go ahead and step out. You're free.
但是当你坐在这里的时候。
But when you choose to be here,
你要知道神的国在我们当中。
You have to recognize God's kingdom is
among us. 天国的王设立他的宝座在我们当中。
That the king of the kingdom, king of heaven has established his throne in this place.
你有什么要跟他求的都可以大胆的求。
So you want to ask of him, open wide your mouth and ask it.
求神的国。
Ask for his kingdom.
求神的义。
Ask for his righteousness.
求他的旨意。
Ask for his will.
然后你要有一个主，今天我要很大的被改变。
And you have to say and just sit in this mindset, today I will be greatly transformed.
今天我所有我软弱的我没办法的主帮助我，我把这些交给你，我要被你改变。
You just say and just declare God,All the things in my life that's impossible today, I release it to you. I am to be transformed today.
我不要活在原来的样式。
I don't want to live in the old ways.
我要成为使徒行传里面的那一些天国的百姓。
I want to become a kingdom citizen, just like the book of Acts.
行走在神同在的大能底下。
Walking in the presence of his might.
好，那我们现在起立。
Right now, let's rise.
如果你里面有一些是在神的国度没有办法存留的东西，
If there's something inside of you, you know should not be in the kingdom of God.
因为国度在你的身上，
Because kingdom is upon you.
但是我里面有苦毒，
But inside of me, there's bitterness.
有增进，
There's jealousy.
猜疑，
There is judging.
不饶恕。
Unforgiveness,
愤怒
anger,
嫉妒
envy, 这些 all these.
你都要说主我不要这些我把这些都交给你。
You have to say, God, I don't want this, I release it all to you.
我要你的公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐大大的临到我的身上。
I want your righteousness, peace and joy of the Holy Spirit greatly fill me.
还有我们从今天起我们真的要常常意识到神在我的身上。
From this day forward, we have to be so conscious that God is in me.
我要行走在神的国度里面。
I have to walk carefully in the kingdom of God.
我的灵眼要打开。
My spiritual eyes will be opened.
我灵耳要打开。
My spiritual ears will be opened.
我要开始听见看见神国的奇妙的事情。
I will begin to see and hear the amazing things in God's kingdom.
我要听见看见神要跟我说的。
I will hear and see what God is speaking to me now.
好，我们现在开口祷告，好不好？
Let's pray.
你先把你里面所有不属于神国度里的那个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，这一些都赶快交给神，还有对人的不饶恕、嫌隙，都交给神。
Right now, just inviting you to pray. Just any pride, anything of the desire of the flesh, just release it. Any unforgiveness, just release it to the Lord.
好，你现在开口，开口，
Open up,
向他大声的祷告。
Lift up your voice.
神非常的信实，
loudly,
非常的真实，在我们当中。
God is real. He will do it.
我 吧，祷告吧。
你听见吗？天堂正在如今全地，天堂正在如今全地。阿爸父，主天呼喊你生命，大声唱，让赞美充满这地。你听见吗？天堂正在如今全地。
我跟大家做一个见证。
I want to have a testimony.
抱歉。我今天早上来聚会的时候就说，主啊，你的国真的阿苏沙闹真的在降临，就在这里，就在这里。所以我刚刚在听到的时候，我说主啊，你的国降临，我身上这些疼痛应该要赶出去，因为在神国度降临的地方没有疾病。那我的手从去年四五月我就是发炎，那个医生诊断是肌腱炎。啊，那个东西就是你走，就是说你不留意转到一个角度的时候，我的手发炎，肌腱炎。
Just even as I was listening to the testimony, I just say to the Lord, just standing right there, God, your kingdom is right here. Your kingdom is right now. Now my hand has been infected. There's inflammation in the joint, the tendon.
Yeah. 那有就是你会突然转到一个角度，好像被雷打到一样，痛到就是你会忍不住就会尖叫起来啊这样子。
So it's just such pain that if you turn it to certain angles, it's like as if you're struck by lightning. You're just gonna scream for pain.
那拖了两三个月，我去看医生，医生帮我打类固醇。
I waited for 2-3 months. I went to see the doctor. The doctor gave me injections for the pain.
但是那个打下去之后，好像那一块就枯干，好像死掉了。
But that the where the shot had gone in, it dried up. It's as if it died.
那去年年底的时候又发生了。
It happened at end of the year last year.
就是我就一直忍耐，一直忍耐，没时间去看医生。
I keep on enduring because there's no time.
我今天早上说，爸，你的国降临。
And I cry out to the Lord, Papa, your kingdom come.
就像江牧师刚刚讲的，就是说有的人是意识到神的国阿苏沙闹。
I just feel like this is what Pastor Grace was talking about. Some of us, we recognize the Azusa now.
所以我在听到的时候，我非常的专心。我说是神的国在这里。
So when I heard that, I receive it and I say, Yes, Lord, your kingdom is here now.
然后我现在发现我整个的手腕，我不能说百分之百，但是至少95%。就95%可以这样转呀、yeah, 好感恩。
And I recognize that I cannot say 100% but I'm 95% healed. Come on, amen.
真的先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
Kingdom,
amen,
righteousness,
荣耀归给主。
Amen.
听到的时候你有信心，你随时都可以被转化得医治。
When you hear it, you can receive it by faith and you will have it.
阿苏沙闹所释放的是圣灵下一波运动的开始。
What's released out of Azusa is Holy Spirit. It's the beginning of the next wave that Holy Spirit is moving.
是十亿灵魂的大收割的开始。
It's that millions and millions of harvest beginning.
礼拜五，当我们在祷告，我说阿苏沙闹就是现在。不能成为过去，就是现在。我进入一个神国度的领域，然后我的感受就是神的种子要行走在神的大能里面。
So Susan, now I realize that we enter into a realm where we have to proclaim it is now, it's not in the past. The sons of God will rise up and walk into this realm.
然后我里面出现。两句英文
and two English phrases popped inside of me.
We don't rely on anyone, but we rely on everyone.
我们不再依靠只有一个人，我们依靠大家。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
从阿苏沙闹开始，我们不是在 我们不是在依靠哪一个大器皿、大讲员、大有恩高的人。
After Azusa, we no longer want to lean upon a famous preacher, famous speaker, or anything like that.
我们是在依靠我们所有这个，我们所有每一个人的合一相爱。
We're leaning, depending on this corporate loving one another, corporate unity.
当我们合一，我们相爱，神就很喜悦住在我们当中。
When we love one another, when we unite with one another, God will dwell in
your life. 不再是偶尔的造访。
Not just a visitation here and there.
而是住在我们当中。
But he will dwell among us.
荣耀国度权柄能力就临到了。
Kingdom power, dominion, authority is here.
你今天要跟神回应，神，我要进入这样的复兴。
Begin to respond, God, I want to enter into this revival.
神啊，你的火要烧起来在我身上。
God, your fire will burn inside of me.
好，我现在先请，那个。没有去过阿苏萨，没有去阿苏萨，那没有去 LA 的，你很渴望得到这个火的来前面，好不好？
Just inviting.
我们要为你们祷告。
Just inviting.
你没有去，
you,
但是如果你没去，你看士兵，你已经得到火了，你不要出来，好不好？
So,
你要开始为别人祷告。开始为别人祷告。
好，
你没有去的，你没有去的。
But you want to catch this fire. But if you are streaming, you received the fire already. Don't come up. Just the ones who didn't go, come up here.
你看视频还没得到火的，你可以在这边。好，其他人，每一个人出来为他们祷告，释放这个爱火，释放渴慕耶稣的火。
And if you receive, you, if you're streaming and you didn't receive that fire, then come up here. The rest of you, don't go. Please come up here. Lay hands on everyone. Receive that fire. Just come on up here and lay hands.
Focus on the Lord. 你去了阿苏萨那的，你要有信心，你要有信心，你是火种，你是火种，出来，出来，两三个，两三个，为他们按手祷告。
So if you've been to Azusa, now have faith. Step out right now. You're an amber. You're a fire starter. Come over and lay hands.
Oh, heaven knows your name, sing loud.
Just rise up and declare.
Send the word, let's
God's fire.